USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Homeland Security is out with a new plan targeting the cartels that are behind the rush of human smuggling at the southern border. It's winning praise from Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border Security.
Every child they smuggle or use to distract from their loads of drugs and sex trafficking makes them more emboldened.
The Small Business Administration is offering over $28 billion in funding to restaurants hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Applications for the funds will open up on May 3rd at noon Eastern. SBA Administrator Isabella Casillas-Guzman saying they want to ensure smaller, underserved businesses can access critical relief and recover. The program will provide restaurants with funding equal to their pandemic-related revenue losses. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
People who are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus don't need to wear masks when walking, hiking, biking, running alone, or gathering in small groups outside. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
On the CDC website, we have posted examples of numerous outdoor activities that are safe to do without a mask if you are fully vaccinated. Generally, for vaccinated people, outdoor activities without a mask are safe.
Ghislaine Maxwell is being denied bail for the fourth time. The ruling came after Maxwell's attorney complained that she was facing harsh conditions in jail and that she couldn't prepare for her upcoming trial because she's awakened every 15 minutes at night by jail guards. Maxwell is awaiting trial on charges that she aided Jeffrey Epstein in abusing underage girls. A trial date is tentatively set for July. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Iranian foreign minister is claiming in a leaked recording that former Secretary of State John Kerry told him about secret Israeli operations being carried out in Syria. Several Republicans in the House and Senate are saying Kerry should resign as U.S. envoy on climate change if the reports are true. Kerry saying the audio leaks are unequivocally false, but if they are true, Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio tells Fox News.
Well, that would be a major foreign policy catastrophe for the country if it were revealed to be true. If he was having, and it's not clear when exactly he told them about it. Was it after he was Secretary of State? Was it during the negotiations? But I'll say this, you know, what happens with a lot of these guys is they fall in love with these deals, right? The deal becomes more important than the impact the deal is going to have. Just having that deal, because they believe so much in it, that you're willing to do things you wouldn't do under normal circumstances. That happens all the time in life. It happens all the time in politics, unfortunately. But when it happens in something like this that involves national security, it could be very dangerous. So, look, I think this is something that needs to be looked at. And the most important thing as well is, you know, he's now part of this administration. He's got to stick to the climate stuff. He really should. We got to be very careful. We don't have some guy now sticking his nose into any of the work happening with Iran, even though I'm not sure that the people working on Iran now would be much better, but you would hope at the minimum they wouldn't be betraying allies.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.